This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. We'll learn the second to third Mishnah, 16th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. Second Mishnah, I think, is our last, head-spinning Mishnah before we conclude with some relatively straightforward Mishnayos. So hold on for one more time, please. Mishnah Bet, Shnei Yevamos. You have two women, right, who are not related to each other, and they are married to two brothers. Okay. Zo Omeres Meis Baali. Zo Omeres Meis Baali. So each one says, my husband has died. And each one is believed to say that their husband has died. But they're not believed vis-a-vis each other. All right, so if you have Reuven and Shimon, right, two brothers are married to Rachel and Sprinza. Right, Rachel says Reuven dies. Sprinza says Shimon died. Each one is believed that their husband died, but not for the other one. And therefore, right, Rachel is not allowed to go out and marry anybody she wants because Sprinza's testimony that Shimon died is good for Sprinza, it's not good for Rachel, and vice versa. Rachel's testimony that Reuven died is good for her, but not for Sprinza. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Zu asura mipnei ba'ala shel zu, right, Rachel is prohibited to remarry to the world even though her husband has died because of Sprinza's husband, right, and Sprinza is not believed for her. Vizu asura, and Sprinza's believed, mipnei ba'ala shelzu, because of Rachel's husband, Reuven. Right, so while each woman is to believe to say, my husband has died, it only works for her and not for anybody else, and therefore each woman does not have sufficient proof that their brother-in-law has died to get them out of Yibum, and therefore they can't go out and marry anybody that they want. Let's make it a little more complicated. Lazu Edim, Vilazu Ein Edim. Now let's say it's not just their word, my husband died, right? Rachel actually has Edim. She has witnesses that Reuven died. Sprinza does not have witnesses that Shimon died. So the Mishnah says, Eis sheyeshla Edim asura. The one who has witnesses, so her husband is absolutely certainly dead. But she is forbidden to remarry because if Rachel has witnesses that Reuven is dead, she doesn't have witnesses that Shimon is dead. Sprinza's word doesn't help her, and therefore she's still prohibited to remarry. But ve'et she'ein la edim muteres. Sprinza, who doesn't have witnesses that Shimon is dead, but she is believed to say with regard to her that Shimon is dead, and there are witnesses, right, real full proof, bona fide witnesses, that Reuven is dead, she's allowed to remarry because she's believed to say her husband's dead, and we have witnesses that there's no other brothers. Right, let's change it one more time. Lazu banim, vilazu ein banim. Right, let's say one of those women has children, and one does not. Et sheyesh la banim muteres. The woman who has children, she's permitted because she's believed to say her husband has died. She doesn't have, it's totally irrelevant, right, whether or not, right, if Rachel has children and Reuven dies, it's irrelevant at this point, actually, whether Shimon's dead or not. She doesn't need to believe Sprinza because she has children. And she says, when you have children, there's no Yibam issue. So she has children. She's believed to say her husband's died. She's free to remarry. She's muteres. Ve'et she'ein la banim, asura, the one who doesn't have children, Sprinza doesn't have children, right, so she's believed to say that her husband has died. The husband has no children. And therefore, the fact that, right, Reuven had children is irrelevant. His still has to do Yibum. But Rachel is not believed for Sprinza, and therefore Sprinza in this case, the one without the children, is prohibited because we don't have proof enough for her that Reuben is indeed dead. Now, let's make it more complicated. Okay, Nisyabamu. Right now, so these two women who were married to Reuben and Shimon, and they both claimed their husbands died, and they came back and did Yibum. Now, how did they do Yibum? Because there were other brothers. So there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda. So the two women married to Reuben and Shimon each come home, and we've got to assume there's no kids, right? They come home and they say, well, Reuben died and Shimon died. Okay. That's great, but there are still other brothers who we know are alive. So they actually each went and did Yibum. Okay, Rachel marries Levi and Sprinza marries Yehuda. And now, Mesu HaYivamin, right? These poor women, Levi dies and Yehuda dies. As crazy as this sounds, the Mishnah says, Asuros Lehinase. Right? They are prohibited because now, right, Reuven, we go back to Reuven and Shimon, and we're still not sure if we can believe, right, Rachel for Sprinza and Sprinza for Rachel. So they revert back to their original status of prohibited to remarry. Rabbi Elazar says no. Hoil the hutru the yavamin hutru the choladam. Right, once they went and they were permitted to the yavamin, to the other brothers, so they're permitted to anybody. That actually is a much more complicated argument than it seems at face value. So we'll leave that till right one day we'll learn the Gemara, or we should all learn the Gemara in Yavamos. We'll take care of it then. But the Kati says either way, halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. Okay, a little bit more straightforward. Right, how do you testify? Right, how do you know? There have to be rules of testimony with regard to identifying somebody as dead. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ein me'idin, ela al partzuf panim imachotem. Right, you need to be able to see the corpse's face with the nose. Right, so you got to see most of the face. Even if there are certain signs on the body or the clothing, right, you knew they were wearing this clothing or they had a birthmark or that, whatever it would be. Right, you cannot identify a body and be believed that somebody has died unless you see the face, the majority of the face, the parts of with the nose. And of course, the commentators will argue as to exactly what that is, but for our purposes, let's just say you need to see the person's face, the majority of the face. And says the Mishnah, Ein me'idin ela ad shetetze nafsho. You actually have to see the person dead if you want to say that they have died. Afilu ra'uhu miguyad vitzalov ve'achaya ocheles bo. Even if you saw the guy like disemboweled, his migui is like cut open. Tzalov is crucified. He's hanging on the cross. Right? Nails in the arms and the legs. Or he's being devoured by a wild animal. The animal's eating him. Right? In each of those three cases, death is pretty certain. Nevertheless, you cannot testify that a person has died unless you've actually seen them die or dead. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Ein me'idin elad shlosha yamim. You only can do it for 3 days. At that point, the body starts to change, and maybe it's hard to recognize. They didn't have refrigeration back in the day. And Rabbi Huda ben Bava Omer, lo kala adam, v'lo kala makom, v'lo kala sha'os shavin. Right, Rabbi Huda ben Bava says, not so clear, 3 days, hard and fast rule. It says, not every person, right, not every place, and not every hour is the same. Right, some climates are hotter, some climates are colder. Right, it could be the winter versus the summer. It could be a skinny person and a fat person. The fat person, I guess, maybe changes more, more drastically. Who knows? But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no hard and fast rule. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.